Hey, what's up, buddy? How are you? I don't know your name still, so you haven't told me yet. So unfortunately, I don't know. So I have to call you Mr. X, as you said, King of Questions or whatever. So if you have any name, please tell me. About the questions that you asked, you know, you asked several questions, so I'm gonna answer them. And indeed, I don't know the answer to any of them. You said that when you came here, the fish was so expensive. I don't know it either, man. Actually, it's very expensive for us too. You know, when it's up to market, it's not up to us. So I don't know if it's rare or not. But yes, of course, it depends. It depends, of course, on seasons. So when it is time to catch fishes, so on that time especially, the fishes are very low price. So if you want it, you have to come. I think it's winter, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know it exactly, but winter, I think, is the best time to buy fishes. Yeah, we buy fishes, of course, but you know, the problem is that yes, it's expensive for us too. So I'm not, you know, creating these prices. So if it's expensive for you, it is expensive for us too. But still, fish is fish, right? So you wanna eat them, so you have to pay for them, because fish is amazing. And you asked about the variety of foods that we have. I don't know this either. I haven't actually thought about this a lot. So but I know that most people in Gilan, they love food. They love eating food. You know, when you come to Gilan, you see people with big stomach, usually. And you compare it with people, for example, from Tehran, you see a huge difference between two things, their nose and their stomach. So we love foods. We love eating foods. And yeah, that's it. I think that's the reason that we have lots of variety in foods. You know, we cook a lot of foods. Most of people in Gilan, they are great cooks. So yeah, about the thing that you asked about junk food or the foods with lots of oils and different stuff. You know, this is personality. You know, this is all about personality. You choose to do something and you do it. And since you said that you're living in a moment or something like that, no, I don't believe in this kind of things. I believe in health a lot. So I take care of my body a lot. And still, I'm not saying that I'm a perfectionist or something like that. I want to be perfect. No, you know, I take care of my body a lot because I love my body. I'm not that kind of person, you know, who loves fashion, a face, some hairstyle or whatever, but I take care of my body. I love it because I like to have a good, healthy body, fit body. That's why I hate oil, because when you eat a little bit, you will have fat, and I hate it. So for me, who is a person, you know, who loves to have six pack and lots of muscles, so it's hard for me to consume this oil. And of course, I'm not talking about muscles, because it's not about muscles, it's all about, you know, life. So I don't like to die early. So yeah, you're young right now, you're eating a lot, but in the future, when you get old, your body can't handle it, so maybe you will have a problem in the future. You know, did you read the book Compound Effect from Darren Hardy? We don't become fat suddenly. We don't eat a hamburger and say, okay, I'm perfect. Tomorrow I'm not going to be fat, or I'm going to be fat, or I'm going to be thin, or something like that. You eat that hamburger and you continue eating it for 1 month, 2 months, 1 year, and suddenly you find yourself, holy shit, I am fat. So this is all about that, right? So in my opinion, and of course, you know, it's not just about fat, because some people, they don't get fat, so they say, okay, I'm gonna eat a lot. But it's not about fat, it's about health. Because when you eat a lot of oil, your cholesterol level will go very high, and it's harmful for your heart. And heart is one of the most important organs in your body. So when you don't take care of your heart, who knows what will happen to you? So in my opinion, we have to take care of our body. Doesn't matter if you're 15 or 20 or 16 or whatever. So I take care of my body because I don't want to ruin it for the future. When I get old, I don't want to take pills in order to control my body. I want to be myself. I want to be natural. I'm not saying that I don't eat it. Of course, I eat it a lot. Not a lot like any other people, but I eat it sometimes. You know, when I go out with my friends, I eat pizza or hamburger or something like that. But when I'm alone, when I'm at home, when I want to eat something outside, I prefer to eat something that is healthy. But when I'm with my friends, maybe I eat hamburger or something like that. Yeah, it's delicious. I'm not saying that it's not delicious. Of course, it's damn delicious. And when something is oily, it's damn delicious, especially fried things. Yeah, fried chicken. I said fried chicken. I don't like fried chicken, but when it comes to eating it, I actually make love with it. So yeah, that's why I am. And you said that you love all foods, so I can say that you're a glutton person. Yeah, so you gutty, you love food. That's good. But as I said, yeah, I am a glutton because I love to eat a lot. So, but I have to take care of my calorie during the day. So when I go to gym, I eat a lot. You can guess it. So don't think that I said something there and I'm just ignoring who I am really. So when I go to gym, I eat a lot because I know that I'm burning calories. So it depends. It depends on my daily habits. So by the way, I talk a lot. So these were the answers that I hope that was useful for you, because you wanted to know about me. So I told you this. And of course, you have to tell me about yourself a little bit. So you said that in your voice that people must know me little by little. But, you know, little by little, even someone doesn't know your name, so that's not gonna be possible for people to know you, because you didn't give them any name. So give them name and let them know you better and become friends with other people. In this way, you will actually, as you said, you will have a peer group that everyone can help you to improve yourself, and of course you can help them to improve themselves. So yeah, that's it. And thank you, man. Thank you. You participated in this challenge, participated, and of course you listened to my recording. Thanks, and see ya.